we've been talking about is be unshakable, unmovable in this time of trouble, in this time of unrest, in this time of uncertain. And we can do that. We can. If we do one thing, one or two things, and that is with Jesus as your solid foundation, it is possible to remain unshakable no matter what kind of storm you face. And trust me, we all are subject to go through a storm, go through a challenge. No one is exempt from having a trial and a test and a situation and circumstance. But the key is, how do we handle them when they come? I submit it to you. If you build your foundation on a solid foundation, which is the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. Let's just look at the scriptures right here. Let's go to the book of Matthew, and we're going to see some things here. Talking about building a solid foundation. Matthew 7, and we're going to probably bring this to a close this Sunday. Look at Matthew 7 and 24. Notice how it reads. It said, therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and does them. Jesus is speaking. When we hear the word of God, we have to take an action. We have to move upon that which we hear. And not just be a hearer, but be a doer. Notice what he said. He said, I will liken him unto a wise man which build his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. In other words, this man heard the word. Now, we're talking about two men here now, but we're talking about, we could just say the body of Christ, but he gave us a scenario here of the foolish man and the wise man and how they built their house. And when the rain came, now this guy right here, he built his own. He dug deep. He dug deep in the rock bed. He went down deep. Don't you know when you're going through rocks, a rock bed, it is more difficult to penetrate that rock bed than it is for sand. Sand gonna shift on you. But if you build and dig deep, if you dig deep into a rock bed, into a rock, it's a little bit more labor, but guess what? It's going to be a little bit more steady. It's going to be a little bit more sound. It's going to be a little bit more unshakable and unmovable when the wind and the rain of life come and begin to blow. Look at verse 26. And everyone that hear these sayings of mine and does them not. Now, we was talking about the man up here that built. He heard these sayings. Two people, they heard the same word, but one of them was considered as a wise man, and one was considered as a foolish man. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. When we hear the word of God, if we don't activate that word in our life, if we don't move upon that word in our life, what we hear, it's like a foolish man, because it's not going to do us any good. It will not be fruitful. But we have to take what we hear. We have to take the word of God and move in faith. Stay in faith, start in faith, and finish in faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we have to trust the word of God. We have to trust God. We have to trust him in everything that we hear him say from his word. God will give you an unshakable, unmovable faith as you trust him. We have to trust him. We have to trust. Many times we don't see him working. Many times we don't even know that he is working. But I submit unto you, God is always working on our behalf. He's always doing something to orchestrate, to get you in a place to your situation and circumstance so you could come out on top. You are the head and not the tail. So God had to shift some things. God had to move some things. God had to move on people's heart in order for you to see many times the manifestation of what God doing in your life. And that's where three things have to take place. You have to be patient. You have to be a long-suffering. You have to be unmovable and know that God is working it out. We have to know that God is working on our behalf. And I want you to know this morning, whatever you are facing, whatever you are going through, whatever trial, whatever test, whatever storm is knocking at your door, I want you to know God is working it out even as we speak. You don't see it, it don't look like it, and you don't even feel like it. But trust God that he is working it out. When the storm comes, I want you to know that God has a plan to get you out. And he will. But we have to activate. We have to activate the word that we hear and not be the foolish man which build his house upon sand. You build your house upon sand, that sand going to be a shifter. It's going to be a selling. It's not going to last. As you try to go up higher with it, it's going to collapse. It's not going to be able to stand. Take your time and build a solid foundation. Take your time and build it upon the rock. Take your time and go deep, not shallow. You got to go deep. You got to dig deep. And it takes some time. It takes time. And it takes a little effort. You have to put effort forth in order to get through the rock bed. And many times, we don't want to do that. We want a quick fix. We want it now. We want it right away. We're living in this microwave generation. If it don't happen in 25 minutes, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to fix it myself. I'll do this and I'll do that. No, we need to just wait. We need to have patience. We have to exercise long suffering. We have to exercise that. And patience, I know that patience is not a good word, and I don't want to say it that way. Patience is not one of a lot of Christian believers. That's not a term that they deal with. They don't deal with that word real good because they want it now. They want it now. But walking with God, being led by the Spirit, allowing him to order your step, we got to learn patience and go through the process. Many times people don't want to go through the process. They want God to order them steps, but order them steps sometimes, meaning that it's a process. Most time, it's a process, but they want to start off right here and jump to the top of the ladder. You cannot do that. That's when the foundation, come on now, that's when it began to collapse because you didn't get the opportunity to build it on a solid foundation. Every step that we take, as we allow God to order our step, I want you to know that he is preparing us for our destiny. He's getting us ready. So when we get to that place called there, we can stand on a solid rock and not be moved by situation and circumstance. 27, and the rain descended and the flood came and the wind blew and beat it upon that house. And it failed. It collapsed because it was built upon sand. What are you building your foundation on, saint? How is you building your foundation? Are you building it on the sand or is you building it on the rock? I know it takes a little bit more effort to build it upon the rock. Take your time and build it on a rock. I've submitted to you, when days and weeks and months come, and when the storms and the rain begin to beat at your door, you'll be glad that you did. You'll be able to stand. You'll be able to stand strong when things go wrong. Come on. They are going to come and knock at your door. Nobody is exempt.